Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert, Miss Denise, an etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Today is Sunday, March 17th, 2013, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our topic this evening is prom etiquette, so gather your teams, tweet them, call them, and have them tune in for some informative information this evening. So stay tuned. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and I thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday afternoon with us. Well, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway?, I want to start out by answering that question because I know that our audience is made up of listeners of all ages, and of course, many of you out there listening are listening today for the first time. And I would like to welcome you to the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Well, etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I am so thankful, and I certainly applaud Charles I and II. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, once again, this evening we will discuss prom etiquette. I want to go ahead and give you an opportunity to get in on the show and interact with us. Our call-in number is 347-324-3295, or you can simply send us an email, as some of you have done already, and that is etiquetteladiesplural@gmail.com, etiquetteladiesplural@gmail.com. Well, once again, it's that time of the year when teens all over the world are getting ready to attend their high school prom. Some of them for the first time, some of them may have gone before, but it's generally such a special time. So with that in mind, that's why we are discussing prom etiquette. And of course, we are going to talk about some tips, several tips for attending the prom, but I would like to introduce to you our very, very special guest. Her name is Andrina Meeks. She is a fashion designer extraordinaire, and the name of her company is Andrina Meeks Couture Designs. Good evening, Andrina. How are you on this fabulous Sunday?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Donna. How are you today?
I am doing well. I'm so excited to have you joining us this evening. I know you were with us last year when we talked about wedding etiquette. Of course, that's one of your specialties as well. And for those of you listening, we will have that coming up next month. But, Andrina, if you would, for those who may not be familiar with you, if you can just kind of tell them, tell our listeners a little about yourself.
Okay. I'm Andrina Meeks. I'm what is called a couture fashion designer, which simply means high fashion. We can do custom pieces for you according to your specifications of height, weight, gender, occasion. When you come in, we do a sketch for you. We show you fabric samples. And from there, we determine what your needs are. I also do exquisite alterations and also restorations of any type garments, whether it be casual, prom, bridal, or whatever. We're here to serve you. And with seasons of proms and weddings, everything is so exciting. It's so exciting until we just want to make sure that you're getting it right.
Yes, and it is an exciting time of the year. A lot of the girls are going out and they're trying to select their dresses and trying to determine, you know, how they're going to wear their hair. And Andrea, I wrote an article kind of about making sure that your prom, that you have a memorable prom. So I just want to kind of go over some basic things, and then we're going to get into some design, and because I have already received questions from some of the ladies about attire and so on and so forth. But, of course, you know, when you're planning your prom, first of all, you have to know who's going to be your date. So that's, of course, the first thing you want to do as you start that particular process. You want to also make sure that you guys kind of sit down and communicate. So, you know who's doing what. You have to decide, you know, what colors are you going to wear, even though generally the young lady decides that. Is that correct, Ms. Andrea?
That's exactly right.
Yes. So the guy, all they have to really worry about usually is matching what the young lady has asked them to match. But anyway, you do want to certainly sit down and communicate about that. In addition to that, you want to decide, depending upon what time your prom will begin, you want to talk about, you know, what time you're going to leave. You want to certainly ask your parents what time you should return. Very, very important. For the simple fact that you want to make sure that you adhere to your curfew. Very, very important. So make sure you have that just up front taken care of so you don't say, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to be back or whatever. So anyway, you also want to decide who will pay for this evening. And so you want to make sure you want to be clear about who will pay for what. Never assume that the other person is paying, because no one should have to be, you know, unpleasantly surprised or unprepared. Or, you know, for example, if you guys, when you go out to dinner, you know, oh, I thought you were paying. Oh, no, I thought you were paying. We'd hate to have the both of you back in, you know, the back of the restaurant washing dishes in order to pay for your food. How about that, Adrian? So you want to make sure you are clear with that. And for the young ladies, determining how you want to wear your hair, what's really good is this is something, you know, for the first time, it's new, something you want to try. It would be best to just simply take a photo into your hairstylist and just kind of let her see the photo, and she can go from there, because quite naturally, you know, you want to be excited and happy about, you know, how your hair looks as well. You want to know how you're going to get there. Oftentimes, Andrea, some of the kids, you know, they'll drive, and of course, sometimes there's, you know, parental concerns about, okay, you know, my teenager is riding in the car with another teenager, and are they responsible? And those are great, you know, questions and concerns. But also a good idea, if you want to take a limo, it'd be great to you know, maybe, you know, kind of double up, maybe 2-3 couples, you know, and then what you do is you split the cost of the limo. The parents are feeling comfortable because they know that there's not a teenager that's driving. Not saying teenagers aren't safe drivers. Some of them are, but, you know, the fact is that most are just inexperienced at that time. Also, and if you do, let me say this, Andrina, I'm sure you'll agree with this. If you are a male and you do drive and you pick up your date, do not blow the horn, okay?
Okay.
Beep, beep, beep. You know what? If you blow the horn when you pick up your date, you drive into the driveway, you blow the horn. If that was my daughter, you know what I would do? I'd have to, you know, call the police on you, because you just not good etiquette. You broke the etiquette rule, okay? So you don't want to do that, all right? I'm sure the guys out there listening, and especially when they listen to the show, because we have males and females that listen to the show, I'm sure that you guys won't do that. So that will be great. Now, of course, Andrina, as far as attire, and I'm going to just kind of jump into some of these emails for you, because I knew that we would have several on attire. Here's one that says, "Hi, Etiquette Lady and Miss Andrina. Is it best to purchase a dress or have one custom made, and why or why not? And what's the most cost efficient?" This comes from Carrie from D.C.
Well, I think the most cost efficient way to go in determining your dress is to first of all start with the budget, because what's considered costly for one is not costly to another. So I think it's important to consider your budget and talk with your parents and determine, you know, what they want to invest in that special day, because oftentimes when you choose properly, the same dress that you wear to the prom, you can also take on to college with you. And so that gives you a start for some of the social affairs that you may have there. Because as an adult, I think it's also nice to begin preparing to have some nice dresses as a lady, and as a young man, to at least have a suit, you know, a nice suit, because you never know what opportunities will present itself to you. And it's best to be prepared. So I'll begin with that, determining what the budget will be. And depending upon what that is, that will let you know which way to go. Now, whether you buy the dress from a store or the internet, or whether or not you get something custom done, the prices range vastly. You know, there is no one price point to dresses. Dresses can range anywhere from as low as I would say about $250, you know, on up. You know, some dresses are even $1,800, $2,500. I mean, there are some people that spend that type of money even on a prom dress because they know they're going to wear it for other occasions. And a lot of young ladies now are preferring to have something that's appropriate for prom while they're in high school, but also a dress that's classy enough, timeless enough, sophisticated enough for them to wear on into their 20s and 30s and even 40s. And so that's a lot of wisdom. One of the dresses that I did this season was a dress, it was a strapless dress with intricate beading all throughout the bodice, completely fitted to right at the top of the knee. And from the knee to the floor with a lot of loads of ruffles and pickups, which is just magical. But what we designed that to do is that after the prom, we're going to take the bottom of that dress apart where all of those cascading ruffles are, and then she'll simply have this beautiful strapless sheath dress that ends right at the top of her knee. So I built that in so that she could have this fantasy dress, but we decided that she would not want to wear the ruffles and all of the pickups and poofs and all of that, you know, further on into her 20s, but she did want an intricately beaded top, and so we just beaded that entire dress, and so that's another perfect solution for dressing in the millennium. That's a perfect way to do it. And also, once you have your price point, I think it's important to plan ahead whenever you can. And so you start ahead looking at the different colors and shapes, and so that you can determine what silhouette is best for your body and your proportions, and what dress is going to photograph the best as well. Uh-huh. And then, of course, a lot of times some of the young ladies and men will check and see what their little group of friends are doing, you know, at a particular high school. because some schools decide that a little certain groups will decide, well, we're going to do short dresses this year, and then others will decide to do floor length. So I think if you kind of get with some of your friends and see what they do, it kind of makes the prom a lot of fun. So even the planning stage can start the fun of the process way ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's important to stick within the budget according to what your needs are.
Uh-huh.
Because with the internet now and so many different stores, that we have so many options, a lot more options than we had previously. But now, of course, with me being a custom designer, you can call me and give me an idea of what your budget is, and we will come up with something for that budget.
Uh-huh.
The color that you would like, as well as the budget that you and your parents have decided that's appropriate and what they can afford and what they'd like to invest at that time.
Uh-huh.
So we can give you exactly what you want and help you with your proportions and everything. So it's like one-stop shopping.
Uh-huh. And, Andrina, I have another email. It says, Etiquette Lady, thank you for your show. Please ask your guests how long in advance should you order your custom dress and can it be affordable? I have two daughters going to the prom this year. And this is Cynthia Matheson in Dunwoody, Georgia. And I think you sort of touched on some of that about, you know, kind of making your appointment. It looks like she's trying to figure out, you know, should we, you know, do this a month and ahead or, you know, I guess.
Yes,
right,
it's very affordable depending upon what you want to do. Have Ms. Matheson just give me a call. My number is 770-814-9116. You can also reach me on sale at 404-610-2301. And just let me know what your budget is, and we will work something out, particularly if you have two daughters, you know, going to the prom. We definitely can even give you a better price. It's always two for one is always, you know, priced at a better rate.
That's
and
great.
We can sit down with each of them. They can participate in the sketching process, in the selection of the colors and the fabrics. It's really an exciting process, and it's also wonderful, I think, for mothers to teach their daughters how to go in and sit down with the designer and begin to establish what they'd like to have and how to speak up and express their needs and have fun with fashion and also how to work within a particular budget.
Sure.
I would be more than happy to assist with that.
Sure, and she is local as well. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back in just a minute. Everybody, just kind of stay put. If you haven't had an opportunity to take notes, go ahead and grab a pen or something, a piece of paper, notes or something, and we'll be right back.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition, the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com. Do you have children under 18? Do you rent or own your home? How much money do you have saved for retirement? How do you plan to support yourself when you retire? What would you and your family do if a loved one died without a will or insurance? If you are not sure, you need to consult with Bowden Financial Group. Larry E. Bowden has over 20 years' experience in the insurance and financial service industry. He holds a BS degree from Morris Brown College in Business Administration and maintains a Georgia State Insurance license. He is a chartered senior financial planner and is the owner of Bowden Financial Group. Based on 100 average Americans, upon retirement age, 1% will be well-to-do, 3% will have no estate and will have to keep working, 4% will have income, 92% will be dependent or dead broke. Let Bowden Financial Group be your financial planner. After all, he has assisted thousands of individuals and small businesses over the years. Bowden Financial Group, 770-981-6024. Once again, 770-981-6024. Call now, Bowden Financial Group.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking to Andrina Meeks. She is a designer extraordinaire. We're talking about prom etiquette. And Andrina, I have another message here. It says, "Hello, etiquette lady. My family and I listen to your show weekly. I'm glad you are covering this topic because my daughter and I disagree on her dress choice. Can you please tell her that she doesn't have to look sleazy to look nice?" And this comes from Myra Bender in South Carolina. And one thing I did remember you saying just a moment ago, one of the words you used was sophisticated. And young ladies, that's how you want to look, sophisticated. But I'll let you comment on that, Andrina.
Oh, yes. In fact, that's a major problem that parents are encountering these days is young girls wanting to look the way so many people look on television and in the magazines, not remembering that a lot of those people have lifestyles that are not as conducive to, standards that are set in certain families. And so I think, just personally, that a lot of the styles and dresses have gotten a little out of hand. There is just too much flesh on display, and I think that you can look really elegant, you can look timeless, you can be on trend, and still be the belle of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the areas that we specialize in working with the parent as well as the prom young ladies, to find that balance where the parents feel comfortable, but also the young girl feels really elegant and special, and she feels like when she goes out among her friends that she'll be comfortable and well-suited as well. So I think a lot of the dresses are cut much too low. A lot of the dresses are a lot too tight, and the splits are too high. So we do expert alterations. So even if you have a dress that you have purchased from a store, or even if you have a dress that you already have, we can take a look at it for you, and we can give it a few touches that can make it a little bit more tasteful so that, you know, the young lady going to the prom as well as the parent can feel comfortable with the presentation. And also that when you look back at these pictures years later with your husband or with your children, with your grandchildren, you can be proud that you were tasteful but still timeless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I believe in, being tasteful, timeless, but also on trend. You know, the three T's, tasteless, timeless, but still on trend.
Okay, so young ladies
so
out there listening.
So give us a call and we'll assist you.
I know the young ladies out there listening are taking note, and you may have friends that you've seen prom pictures or past prom pictures, and you just thought they looked so sexy like the girls in the video. But here again, you know, you do want to be elegant, and you want to be sophisticated. And you can also, you know, have some modesty as well. Here is, it's etiquette lady. Who should pay for the prom, the guy or the girl? This comes from Jonathan in Atlanta. Jonathan, usually the person who asked, you know, request the company of the other person to go to the prom usually will pay for the prom. Oftentimes, there may be two proms involved because the teenagers are attending different schools. So if that's the case, you guys can either work out where if you ask the young lady to your prom, you'll pay. If she asks you to go to his prom, then he will pay. So generally, whoever asks, but as I mentioned in the beginning, you want to make sure that you communicate all of that in advance. There could be one party or parents that want to pay for it totally, so that's fine as well. That's a really good question. Here's one, etiquette lady. My friends and I want to rent a hotel for prom night, and although my friends' parents aren't letting that, my friends' parents are letting them. My mom says no. Can you tell her she is old fashioned? It's like a group date, and this comes. She has her initials MM from New York City. You know, MM, thank you so much for listening to this show, but I am so sorry. I just cannot tell your mama that she is old-fashioned, okay? What you have to understand, you know, different parents have different morals for themselves as well as for their children. So, you know, basically parents just want the best thing for you. And I know peer pressure usually plays a very special part on this particular night because that's a night where, you know, a lot of teens, it's really their first formal outing, and they feel many times that they can stay out all night and do what they want to do because that's their night. And, again, that's why I said, you know, at the beginning of the show to make sure you find out what your curfew is and you want to adhere to it. Because if you don't, you may not go out any time again soon. But listen, if your mom, I mean, I understand if your mom says no, then you have to respect that. It sounds as though that she is allowing you to go to the prom, but that is nothing that she wants to allow you to do, so that's okay. You know, be respectful of your mom and just, you know, let your friends know, well, listen, I'm not going to be able to go to the hotel for prom night. And to me, hotel is for wedding night, but anyway, we won't go there.
I agree.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, we won't go there.
There could be a lot of negative connotations,
mm-hmm.
You know, attached to young men and women going to hotels.
Absolutely.
And so I think that a lot of people are doing that, but I don't know if it's always the best precedent to start. Unless you're doing something where your parents are there.
That's absolutely correct.
Some people, they will give birthday parties because the hotel
uh-huh.
has a pool, you know.
Right,
they have
that's right.
Service, so they'll give a party around the pool. But those are for occasions where you have, you know, your parent involved
uh-huh.
and other
uh-huh.
friends, and everything is out in an open area.
Absolutely.
You need to be really careful not beginning to get comfortable in a hotel
uh-huh.
setting without a chaperone or
exactly.
consent.
Exactly.
You
but
know.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad.
Kids are just growing up too fast. It's
that's
growing
right.
up too fast.
And I'm so glad that
their childhood years.
Right. I'm glad. Thank you, MM from New York, for even being brave enough to send that. But gosh, we are running out of time. You guys, I certainly want to say, first of all, I want to thank you, Andrina, for joining us. You're always such a wonderful guest. And those of you out there listening, prom time is an exciting time to dress up and have fun with your friends, but don't be pressured into doing anything that you should not do. This mm-hmm. night does not have to include drugs, alcohol, sex, and remember to practice good etiquette and to have a fabulous time. In the meanwhile, Andrina, please quickly give your number, your contact information again, please.
Okay. I'm Andrina Meeks. We do couture designs and expert alterations, and my numbers are 770-814-9116, or we can be reached as well on sale or text on sale at 404-610-2311. That's 404-610-2301 or 770-814-9116.
Great. Well, thank you, audience, again, for supporting our show and listening this evening. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know we can only do that one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. Be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Once again, thank you for tuning in and listening, spending part of your Sunday evening with us. Take care, good night, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.